This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What would all this sound like laced with the clicks, pops, wow, and flutter of a rotating vinyl record? There's news that in the first half of this year, sales of old-school vinyl record albums were up 94% over a year ago. Rotating vinyl records to be fitted onto the spindle of turntables don't rival the downloading of music, but sales of records are higher than sales of compact discs. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Fleetwood Mac's Rumours is one of the top-selling albums of all time. These days, Fabio Roberti is having a hard time finding vinyl copies.
It's unavailable for months and months and months. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
He owns a record store in Brooklyn called Earwax Records. He says buyers don't just covet classics like The Beatles and David Bowie. Artists from the 90s and early 2000s are hard to find. Part of this is because there aren't many vinyl pressing plants left in the U.S. And it's also because of their increasing popularity, even among fans of Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, and Taylor Swift.
Folks are often surprised that a lot of it is driven by younger people who don't really have much experience at all of physical music consumption.
Mark Hogan is a staff writer at the music site Pitchfork. He says Gen Z has mostly grown up with streaming, so vinyl has novelty value.
That feeling of putting the needle down on the groove, there's that kind of appealing little hiss, which is an imperfection, but we've kind of grown to love imperfections when everything is, you know, digitally perfect.
Artists and music labels love vinyl too. Marcus Thomas is a professor of music and performing arts management at the University of Hartford.
Vinyl albums typically sell for $20 to $30. You know, digital downloads, the entire digital download album might be $12 or $13. Of course, the royalties are, fractions of a penny for streams.
Physical album sales aren't about to top streaming, which makes up more than 80% of the recording industry's revenue. But Thomas says for most popular artists, that's just fine.
But I don't think that it's all necessarily profit motivated. It's an excellent way to connect with fans in a way that the completely digital format just does not allow you to do.
Artists release special edition albums with bonus songs and pullout posters. Fans put record covers on their walls. Everything old is new again. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.